The Shem Yishmo explains, based on a Gemara in Sota and of Yud Amud Beis, the contrast between Yehuda and Yosef. The Gemara tells us that by Yehuda, he's much more of a public figure, and that's what happened with Tamar. They were going to kill Tamar, and he publicly came out and he showed the Gvura, that's why he's from the Malchus of Yehuda, and he publicly came out and he saved their life. So he was Makadid Shem Shamayim, so to speak, in public. Hashem King Yosef, he was Makadid Shem Shamayim Beseser. With Ashes Potiphar, he was a Mezanimata. So Yehuda represents the public serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public Makadosh Shem Shamayim. Yosef is private. In fact, that was a discussion, different Mefarshim, if generally we don't ask for Nisim, so how could you say Harachaman in by Chanukah regarding a Nis? So there are different schools of thought. But one says only public because you need people to know it. Others say maybe private. But we see that's the contrast between Yehuda and Yosef. And in fact, that's what the Medrash says, that Yosef is Kineged Esav. That Esav was someone who outwardly, publicly, made himself like he was a tzaddik. All his questions he asked to Yitzchak, not to take Miser off, but his essence was Rishis. So therefore, we need Yosef, whose essence was Sidkis. He was Kineged Esav. He counterbalances, Yosef counterbalances Esav. You have the Kedusha Bitsina versus the Russia Bitsina, in fact. And that's what the Zohar explains and others, that the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is a mitzvah, Simchas Yontif. It's much more outward. Vasa v'yayin, Shabbos is oneg. In fact, I think as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, Shabbos is God coming to my house, so to speak, where we have Kabbalah Shabbos, we welcome them in. Yontif, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to their house. Simcha, Yontif is much more of a public thing, and Shabbos is much more quiet. But Tzina, that's why the Zohar writes, the Musav of Shabbos is Kineged Yosef. But the essence of Yosef is the private. And that's how the Meshech Chachma explains the two types of mitzvahs. We have the mitzvahs ben Adam l'makom, and we have the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro. So Shabbos is kind of, in theory, ben Adam l'makom. It's solitude, introspection. It's a turning inward. It's, you know, Erev Techumen, you can't leave a certain place, you can't carry. In fact, like the Meshech Chachma explains by Avram versus Yaakov. Avram had the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. So that's why the Gemara in Yuma talks about a few air of Tavshuan he kept. Because Tavshuan is for the guest, in order to cook more. Well, air of Techumen, Yaakov was the only one who kept his, he built the bias, he had the shift day cut. So since over here, Yontif also has been Adam Makadero, you're going out with people, you're more out in the public sphere. And that's how the they explain, we say at the end of, around the Nitzavim, Vayelech, around there, the pasuk says, Nistaros, Vashem, Okeno, Vandigos, Gano, Vaneno. So, in the Chasiyash Svarim, they point out that it's great, if it's a Nistaros, Vashem, Okeno, only God knows. If you're a tzaddik ben nister, only God knows. Niglos lanu aveinu. However, if you do something outside, so other people know. So therefore, there always has to be a balance, because on one hand, you don't want to be a bal gaiva, everything to be flaunting and showing. On the other hand, if everything is done b'tzina, no one's going to know. In fact, your kid said, what? I never knew my parents did any of these things. I never knew any of that. So it's good to do things b'tzina, but it has to be a balance between doing things publicly and doing things privately. As Riza writes, why do we need to say the words, this daven b'machshava? So, tigas Hashem yidav epi, rech kol basar sheikad sholi lomed, rech kol basar. In other words, Out God, it's enough, but we want everyone else just to know a little bit, like what I'm praying for, the fact that I'm praying, and other people will know I'm doing it. That's why there's a concept of giving tzedakah b'tinah, but mitzvah l'farsem. Them in order you publicize it to encourage more people to go ahead and do it. And that's the balance between Yosef and Yehuda. Because even when we do a miracle, like say by Kriyas Yamsuf, it said they had a wind blow, and wanted, for those who wanted to compare the tremendous miracles of breaking up the sea, also at Rambam writes by Noah, why didn't he just make a big boat? Why did he have to have a big ark? Let's make a little canoe. And the answer is no, because you want to do the nes as much as you can through Derech HaTeva. And that fits in well as we just finished celebrating the Yantov of Hanukkah. We had two nesim. We have the nes of the Pak Shamin. That was an open nes, a miracle. On the other hand, we had the nes of the Mahama. And of course, the Mahama was the Iker, could have saved our lives. But it works both ways, that we want to, number one, we need the balance of Nes Nigla and Teva, but also like the oil was Megala, that the war was also a Nes, but the war was done with Derech Teva. And that's the Yisod here, as the Shem Yishmur writes, all of us in our Avodas Hashem, we need to have a mix between the Yehuda and the Yosef, and each one of us is different. Some could have a 75-25, 90-10, it could be 55-45, there's no set rules, depending on your own personality and your own kochos. You need some. If you're more of a public person, you have to also have a little sneeze and be private like Yosef. On the other hand, if you're something being too private all the time, that's only like Shem Elokeinu. No one else will know. And that's the avoda, to have some mix between a public service of Avodas Hashem like Yehuda, and as well as a private service like Yosef, like we saw by Ashes Potiphar, that he was able to be homemade in the Nisayim by Ashes Potiphar.